Now, new amateur footage shows Saudi Arabia's active involvement in Bahrain's crackdown on anti-regime protesters. The footage shows that Saudi armored vehicles are in a village in Bahrain. Saudi Arabia's military intervention in neighboring Bahrain comes despite the Convention of the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, which bans any interference in the regional country's domestic affairs. In 1984, Kuwaiti Emir Sheikh Sabah al-Ahmad al-Jaber al-Sabah, then the country's foreign minister, assured that the council had been established to protect Persian Gulf states from foreign attacks.
داخلية لأي بلد من دول الخليج إنها قوة دفاعية عن أي اعتداء على أي دولة عربية خليجية من خارج الحدود وليس من داخل البلد.
The latest revelations from the whistleblower website WikiLeaks show Bahrain's intelligence ties with Israel. The leaked cables reveal that Bahrain established intelligence and security ties with Israel with the full backing of the country's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, and that King Hamad boasted of such ties with Israel. The country's security forces have even had close cooperation with Israeli spy agencies, including Mossad. Bahraini King also issued an order not to refer to the Israeli regime as the Zionist regime in official documents. WikiLeaks revelations also pointed out that the King was even keen to promote trade ties with Tel Aviv. Earlier we spoke to the president of Bahrain's Human Rights Center.
Anybody monitoring Bahraini officials' meetings in Washington in the past years, it's very clear we have a strong tie with the Israeli. Bahrain government always tried to crack down the protests and the uprising the past many years by getting support of the Israeli lobby in Washington. In Washington, we normally go to campaign for human rights issues in Bahrain. In the past couple of years, our people were blacklisted and cannot enter the United States. I'm talking about human rights defenders being blacklisted.
We are witnessing a humanitarian crisis now. Between 500 to 550 people arrested so far. Among them, 17 women, as far as we know. There could be more. 18 people disappeared, and we have thousands of people hiding out of fear from government oppression. And hundreds of people were sacked from their jobs. Worshipping places belong to Shia communities being attacked. But I want to clarify that I don't mean targeted by a Sunni brother, because Sunnis are angry as much as the Shias here. They are targeted by the government mercenaries that were brought from outside the countries. We are very disappointed with the reaction by the Western government so far. When it comes to the official position of the European and the United States, it is very disappointing. It's very clear double standard, but we rely on our own people after all.
Well, in Bahrain, regime forces backed by Saudi troops have intensified their crackdown on opposition figures and anti-government protesters. Bahrain's setting detention for political reasons. Regime forces are reportedly conducting house-to-house searches to detain political activists. Reports say Bahraini forces attacked protesters with tear gas and rubber bullets in several cities and villages. Pro-regime thugs are also being sent to different villages to suppress the protests. Well, as a sign of solidarity with the people of Bahrain, a large crowd of Iranians and non-Iranians have held protest gatherings here in Tehran. Press TV's Salman Kujuri tells us more.
Hundreds of Iranians, together with foreign nationals from 50 countries, Muslim and non-Muslim, residing in Iran, gathered in front of the Saudi embassy in Tehran to condemn Saudi Arabia for helping Bahrain to suppress its own people, who have stood up for their rights.
We condemn the brutalities of Israel and America and Ali Saud and Ali Khalifa, who are the puppet of America and Israel, and destroying the Muslim Ummah unity.
We come here, want to show the world and the people in Bahrain, they want their rights, and the Saudi army must leave from Bahrain. And they cannot make, kill the people in Bahrain. They are Muslim. And the Saudi, when they say that they are Muslim, they must respect the Bahrain human rights.
holding up placards and chanting such slogans as Ali Saud, you are Zionists, down with the U.S. and down with Israel, the protesters voiced readiness to sacrifice their lives for the purpose of helping the oppressed people of Bahrain.
Also on the same day, another protest gathering was held in front of the United Nations office in Tehran.
By gathering in front of the United Nations office in Tehran, hundreds of more protesters criticized the United Nations for remaining silent in the face of the daily increasing aggressions by Bahraini officials against their own people. They believe the United Nations should break its silence if it really wants to show its neutrality.
The UN resolution, they have acts against Libyan and other countries. But when the turn comes to the Bahrain, they just abandon the matter. They don't want to even show their sympathy to those people. So that I call people, the whole Muslim in the world, neither Shia or Sunnah, we don't have differences, so that we have to come and show our support to these people.
As a Bahraini national, I urge the United Nations to break its silence and practically condemn the brutality of Bahraini officials and their supporters.
The protesters have vowed to repeat such protest gatherings if the United Nations does not act immediately in support of the oppressed people of Bahrain. Salman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.
For Yemen.